Voicemail for Chris Howard at PSI, 9:05 p.m. Pacific Time, December 1st. Phone number 615-312-5851.
Psychiatric Solutions. Please leave me a message at the tone and I'll return your call as soon as I can. You may dial 0 to speak to a receptionist and ask for my assistant, Michelle Harris, who will know my schedule. Thank you.
Hi, Christopher. I'm recording this voicemail, so kind of both of us have a copy of it. It's 9:06 p.m. here, Pacific Time. This is Jeffrey Mangers. I just thought I'd go through my notes, but I did give you the case number, as I recall, 108CV109152. That's the Superior Court of the County of Santa Clara, State of California. Superior Court of the State of California, County of Santa Clara.
Extension number of the person you want to reach. For a directory of extensions, press 9.
Are we?
Thank you for calling.
Re-dialing the number.
Psychiatric Solutions. Please leave me a message at the tone and I'll return your call as soon as I can. You may dial 0 to speak to a receptionist and ask for my assistant, Michelle Harris, who will know my schedule. Thank you.
Well, I could leave a 7-minute voicemail for Colby Reagan, but maybe I should speak up a bit more here. I talked to Colby and tried to explain to him. I really need to talk to Chris Howard. I'm a pro se, as you may or may not recall. I can't find Colby Reagan or Scott Schwager listed in the Tennessee Bar Association, and I called them to try and sort of encourage, it's not a complaint, just to sort of encourage you to return a call to me. I don't know if these emails are, the two emails I got are from you. In fact, it could have been from a secretary. Sort of what's been happening to me is, at sort of this point, well, I guess first of all, it's really talking to you on the telephone, getting to know each other a bit, so we know that the emails are coming from each other. We live in a world where no one knows where emails are join me, if I can just talk to them and find out kind of who they are, where they're coming from. You know, they sort of get to know. I have to do these interviews over the telephone, essentially. I can't see. Well, it would be nice to have it all done by December 6th and to be on schedule and everything. I need the organization chart with everyone's name, their titles, telephone extension numbers, contact information, email addresses, very helpful. Yes, and my medical records need to be certified by their original custodian. When I talked to Connie Sorensen originally, she commented they were 3/4 inch thick. The ones Jill Matney sent me were 3/8 inch thick, or about half the thickness. It could have been just, you know, from the estimate, but I do need to know that they're complete. Also, there was a signature that I sent to you and Jill Matney, as I recall. I don't know whose name it is. It's just a scribble, and I don't think, or I have a feeling it wasn't Maya Sastry's signature. It was probably some nurse. There's someone, some nurse named Elvie. When I called, I was told, there's four Elvies here. It's very difficult when the names aren't printed. You don't have a first and last name. You don't have a license number. You have maybe a nickname of someone or whatever. In the medical records also, there are virtual scribbles. There's no printed names of, I guess, about 2/3 of the people or so, as I recall. Most of those, I don't even know. So if you could get me that information, the names, what I need are names of all of these people. Hope you're working on it. Go over, let's see, the calls I made. What day? This is 10/7. Looks like I called you. Your cell phone, it says, wireless customer not available. Please try again later. So the cell phone number that was sent to me, you know, did Chris Howard send me this cell phone that doesn't work or whatever? Or mobile, I think it says on it. Let's see, what other dates? 11/19. Again, the wireless customer you're calling is not available on that number. 8:28 a.m. our time, your Pacific time. Alani, wouldn't spell her name, hung up on me. Called back, got Scott Schwaker, 11:40 a.m. Gave him a phone number and email address. Explained I'm afraid I'm struggling with some writer's block here that, taping these or recording these conversations. I can send it to you in a .wav file if you'd like a copy of it. But it's just too much to deal with the writing on it all. But those names would help an awful lot. Anyway, let's have Michelle Harris here. Talk to Michelle, give her my phone number. Left my request with Michelle as well as Colby Reagan. Explained that I need to know the name of the physician who's the custodian you're on the phone, your office, then not in your office, left for the day, with the name Beverly Rickell, or I-K-A-L here, I guess. They sound like real names. 2:33 p.m., get a Carol Ann Hall, sort of wind up with a dead end on it all, I'm trying to get a hold of you. See, 2:35, Lena comes on, wouldn't give me her last name, another dead end. Let's see, 2:41, Michelle, relief, you know. Didn't know what a pro se was, so I explained it to her, and that Christopher Howard there has to respond to me. I'm a pro se, you're my counterpart. I need to hear from Christopher himself, not Colby Reagan, who I don't see licensed, or Scott Schwager, that I see licensed in Tennessee, at any rate. Let's see, what other dates do I have here? 11:24, Colby Reagan calls instead of Chris Howard. I try to explain it to him. He kind of asked, you know, kind of make an effort, try and find Chris Howard for me there. Kind of, I guess, went out, saw you in a meeting, and came back, and it was something like, from you, you know, see what he wants. I gather you told Colby or whatever. I tried to explain it to Colby as best I could. I had to gently say, ask Colby to say bye-bye, you know.
Extension number of the person you want to reach. For a directory of extensions,